question was asked. The blessing of Anoten Nayef Koach is not recorded in the Talmud. Furthermore, the Shulchan Aruch says, don't say it. Shulchan Aruch says, it's a mistake. You shouldn't say Anoten Nayef Koach. So why do we say it? We all say it every morning. And we have a rule that Kol Hashana Hamishane Mimatbea Shetaveu Chachamim Eino LaToeh. If someone changes from what our sages instituted when it comes to blessings, he's making a mistake. So we have to know that there's a big halachic authority, probably the biggest halachic authority, called the Jewish people. Okay? Rabbi Avram Shapiro, former chief rabbi of Israel, once said this to me. I was discussing a certain halacha with him, and he said, this is my opinion. But if you will see over the years that the Jewish people adopt the practice different than my opinion, then you do like them. I said, but Rabbi, you're saying this is what's right. And he said, yeah, but there's someone bigger than me. It's called the Jewish people. He said, God guides the Jewish people to get it right. And sometimes I'm going to say one way, and after a decade or two, the Jewish people will not go the way I think. They'll go with another opinion in halacha. And if that's what becomes accepted, so that's halacha. So we have to know that's a very big rule. This idea that Am Yisrael, we the people of Israel, we have a very strong governing power. And the idea that Am Yisrael accepted the Talmud makes the Talmud as though the high court gave its seal on the Talmud. Why can't we argue on Talmud? A rabbi will get up today and say, I analyzed the verses, I read through all the texts, and I think differently than the Talmud. And we'll say, don't touch our wine. Right? That's an apikores. From our end, if someone says, I'm going to argue on the Talmud, then from our end, that person's an apostate. Yeah, but wait a second. In the days of the Talmud, the rabbis argued on the Talmud, right? So what happened? Am Yisrael accepted the Talmud. Finished. Done deal. You can't argue. It's like the high court gave a ruling. There are areas in the Talmud where the Talmud did not give a ruling. So this idea that we don't change from the blessings as they are in the Talmud is a general concept, and it's in general the accurate concept. But there are exceptions. The blessing Al Mitzvah Tzitzit that you make when you wear Talit Katan, it doesn't say in Talmud. And there are more examples. So there are still blessings that developed over time. Even the Shmona Esrei, the way we say it, the reason we call it Shmona Esrei is because it had 18 blessings with the blessing of Elam al Shinim. Because the blessing of Etzemach David Avdecha was combined with the blessing of Eli Yerushalayim Yirecha. The two were combined. And if you look at Machzorim from 700-800 years ago, there were still communities who had them combined. There were two traditions so as to whether they're divided or not. Okay. And you find it in the Aruch, one of the sources Rashi used, this idea that these two blessings might have been combined. And that's why with the addition of Elam al Shinim, it was 18. So this idea that blessings are in a format from the days of the Anshei Knesset HaGdolah, men of the Great Assembly, and have never changed, is not completely accurate. It's almost completely accurate. It's the general system we work with. But it's not 100%. The blessing Borei Nefashot Rabot V'Chesronan was initially instituted over cheese and eggs and meat, things that come from livestock. And then Chazal expanded it to include fruits and vegetables and water. But initially it wasn't instituted for that. And so we find that over the years, the blessing of Anoten Layef Koach was adopted by the Jewish people. The Jewish people accepted it as halacha. And as such, we go with that. Just like the blessing of Al Mitzvah Tzitzit. This idea that the men of the Great Assembly established the blessings is generally the system. There are minor exceptions, blessings which we do not find from the men of the Great Assembly that were development, as I gave a few examples. And if Am Yisrael accepted it, so that's the way it goes.